day, this is Nancy Thompson from the Bracebridge Horticultural Society. We've had such wonderful weather this early May, and it's so warm, it's just like last year. And that's when I planted my potatoes. The potatoes came up, and then they got frozen off on May the 29th. I should have known better, but how can one tell when it's time to plant? There is that story about the old fellow who used to sit on the ground on his bare bum to check the soil temperature. Most of us would rather use a thermometer these days. But do take the soil temperature. Not at midday when it's warmer, though. Wait until early in the morning or even 9 o'clock and try taking the temperature of the soil about 2 inches down and take it every morning for a few days in a row and then average out your results. When the soil's about 40 degrees or above, it's safe to start planting your cold weather crops such as peas, radishes, and spinach. Average frost dates that they tell us about are just that. They're the average date. Now, our ancestors would look to nature for signs of when to plant, for when certain weeds would bloom or when the trees would leaf out. And it's useful to keep track of these dates in your garden journal. My grandmother would never let us plant until after the full moon in May. This process of taking hints from nature is now called phenology and becoming more publicized as late. It may seem like old wives' tales, but with climate change and with the weather extremes, it would probably work as well as most forecasting. Now, Mother Nature knows better than mere mortals when there's going to be late spring frosts and that. So if you haven't planted yet, and I hope you haven't, here are a few examples of phenology that just might prove useful to you when you're planting your garden here in Muskoka. So a few of nature's signs. When the crocus in your garden are blooming, that's your cue to plant radishes, parsnips, and spinach. And when the forsythia is in bloom, it's safe to plant peas, onion sets, and lettuce. It really means the soil has warmed up that much. Now, half-hardy vegetables, such as beet, carrots, and chard, can be planted when the daffodils bloom. And of course, ours are out now, and the crocus and the forsythia is just coming. But look for dandelions to bloom before planting your potatoes. Perennial flowers can be planted when the maple trees begin to leaf out. I saved to plant corn when the oak leaves are about the size of a mouse's ear. I thought that was rather a clever little thought. But wait for the apple trees to bloom before planting bush beans. And when those apple blossoms fall off, you can plant your pole beans and cucumbers. And by the time the lilacs are in full bloom, it would be safe to plant tender annual flowers and squash. We seldom get a heavy frost after the lilacs bloom. You can transfer your tomato transplants to the garden when the lily of the valley is in full flower. And when the maple leaves are full-sized, it's time to plant your morning glory seeds. Peppers and eggplants can be transplanted when the bearded iris are blooming. And when peonies blossom, it's safe to plant your heat-loving melons, such as cantaloupe. It's a great idea to keep a gardening journal with these dates, just to compare year by year, and come up with your very own local guesstimate of when you should plant. This is Nancy Thompson from the Bracebridge Horticultural Society, wishing you a wonderful gardening season.